Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 106, Endings and Beginnings.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the recap from last time. I enjoyed sharing it with you. And we've managed to put things into perspective, both for ourselves and for the bigger picture. And I came up with this title because there were so many things swirling around in my mind that I wanted to share with you. As a good Gemini, I decided to put them all together in endings and beginnings. And maybe the reason why my mind is working this way just over the last few days is because Mercury, the communicator, the information seeker, is now today going retrograde in Scorpio. Scorpio about deep thoughts, deep awareness, deep emotions. Sometimes there where we have hidden some of our deep emotions, Mercury is going in there and saying, let's bring it to the surface. Let's communicate it. Wow, that's just what we needed. So maybe I felt that Mercury was really stirring up some of my deeper thoughts, deeper emotions. And I brought it together in this way because we are in a time of endings and beginnings. And just as I'm going to speak about at the upcoming seminar I'm doing on heart portals, a portal is not just a doorway or a door. You don't just go open it and you go through it. It's actually like a passageway. And so there is a beginning, a middle, and an end. You enter, you go into a space of nothingness, and then you enter into a new space. And that aligns very much to what also is coming up this weekend, which is the dark moon days. And some of you follow that with me so that on the day before the new moon, we go into that place of opening the door, letting go of everything that we thought we were, all those outer identities. We go on that new moon day into that place of mystery, the unknown, the place where there's an opportunities for tapping into the ocean of possibilities. And then on the day after the new moon, the third day of the dark moon, we open the new door into a new dawning. We dawn and give birth to something new. And this concept of this my trinity, I'm saying my trinity, but the idea that a doorway is not either or, it's not you're either this side or that side. It's actually an opening, a middle, and an end, or a new beginning, as I'm discussing. So I'm feeling very much for myself that even though we've had these months of lockdown, of change, I can still see there's things in me that are holding on and that by circumstances I'm being asked to release now or release at last. And some of that has come by having honest communications with people around me. Sometimes it's by events have caused me to let go of things that I thought I still needed to complete. And sometimes it's just a feeling of, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep trying to help someone who doesn't want helping, for instance. Or I can't try and understand someone who I'm never going to understand. And I'm giving you examples maybe of my life, but maybe also of your life. Have you come to some conclusions recently that you say, I just can't do it anymore? I can't keep going back there. I can't keep trying to understand them anymore. Or I can't keep feeling guilty. Or I don't know what more to do. And maybe there's a part of you and I that's just saying, I just can't do it. I'm letting go. Forgive me if there's something that you felt that I needed to be, that I did, that I needed to ask forgiveness for, but you know, I've got to move on. And that's the endings that are happening. And it may well be you're forgiving yourself. It's nothing to do with anybody else. maybe there's a piece of you and I that might say, oh, I wish I could be a better person, or wish I could do things in a different way, or I don't think I deserve love. And all of a sudden you're just going, I can't do that story anymore. I haven't got any more energy for it. And if you're anything like me, I've prided myself on my ability to get in there and finish something off and never leave a job undone, and et cetera. And then there's times where I know the universe is saying, enough is enough, stop it. And I'm a little stubborn, maybe I'm the only one, I don't think so, who, because I've invested so much energy, I'm always looking for a new way that I could do something better. But this is just one of those moments where I'm saying, did my best, can't do any more, time to move. And recently I've been looking back at my life, and I'm actually very comfortable in saying, I have no regrets. Now, that doesn't mean, could I have done things differently? Probably. But I have no regrets that I didn't do the very best I could. And that's the place that I want to offer to you. That place where whatever happened, you did your best, you learned from it, you asked forgiveness, but you're moving on. Because that no regret place is a place where we're detaching ourselves or unhitching ourselves from holding on to those old stories. And we've spoken about these old stories before, these old stories where we're locked into that paradigm of time, of saying, yes, I can remember it was 1960 and this happened and I was wearing this. And that part of us which created that story is still locked into that understanding of that moment in time. And what I've been suggesting is going back to that story, saying to ourselves, did I do the best I could? Is there anything else I need to take from this? Did I learn? Do I need to ask for forgiveness? But unhooking ourselves from that time zone. And once we unhook ourselves from that paradigm of time, which is an illusion anyway, we free ourselves to live in the now, the real living of the now, where everything's happening at one time. Okay? So maybe you, like me, are recognizing there are situations where you are detaching yourself from. But the bigger situations that we're detaching from, really, it's not about other people. It's about beliefs about ourselves. And so it's often that we can't forgive ourselves. And I can really guarantee that at this time, emotions, here are good old Mercury in Scorpio, is throwing emotions up into our mind. And we might feel very uncomfortable, guilty, fearful. But all those emotions are really just reminding us, not that we're fearful people, guilty people, etc., but there's some deep belief that we have invested a lot of energy in, and that it's now time to face that belief and say, does this resonate with my heart? Does it resonate with my soul? And so what I'm watching is people telling me, oh, I'm so frightened about COVID, I might die, I might get sick, I might hurt someone. And these belief systems that underlie their fear are not new. I.e., if I have a belief that I can cause other people to be sick, or I'm responsible, or I'm irresponsible, then this time is not the first time I've ever felt that. Or if I'm feeling guilty because I didn't wear a mask when it's not the first time I felt guilty. So in other words, the circumstances that are going on at this moment are really highlighting these deep emotional beliefs, if we put the two together, a belief that is just really covered with emotions. It's a bit like something that's lying at the bottom of an ocean. It's got all these corals on it. Everything's growing on these beliefs. And we have to clear that to say, what do I really believe about myself? Do I believe I'm an irresponsible person? Do I believe I'm a good person? Do I believe that I can cause other people to live or die? And I know this is really deep work, and I know you're all up for this, but there's a point where we have to say, am I willing to be hampered, burdened by this belief that does not serve me anymore? Or in other words, does this bring me closer to myself, or does it seem to separate me? You know, believing that I've always got to be a better person, does that make me actually feel good about myself? No, it doesn't. It always makes me feel lacking. It always makes me feel inadequate. So as we are deciding, we are, as we're moving through that eye of the needle I've talked about, where it's a very narrow passageway and you can't take much baggage through that eye of the needle, we're all saying, am I willing to surrender this belief even though it served me in the past? And the reason we hold on to such beliefs is not because they serve us. It's because, well, who am I when I don't believe that? What is my purpose in life? So if my purpose in life is not to become a better person or save the world, then who am I? Why be here? And that's that place I'm asking you to enter. We open the door on that first day of the dark moon, for instance, and we stand in that passageway. We stand in that place that is mystery. We stand in that place that says, I don't know who I am, but I know who I'm not anymore. And as we move towards that place, our fear, our guilt, anger, whatever emotion that's held us in that place will get louder. I know that for myself. I know it for all of us. So that as we're about to enter that new place, that nothing place, and with the potential of being something completely different, a new beginning, our fear says, no, don't leave me. I've been your friend forever. Don't go away. In other words, when we give up a belief that no longer serves us and say, I don't believe that anymore, or that belief is not my identity anymore. You see, you may still believe it, but you don't identify with it. It might sound strange, but it doesn't resonate with you. And so you're saying, I'm not giving in more energy to this belief anymore. And as you do that, it literally is an energy that calls out to you and say, don't desert me. And so when we're feeling more fearful or more guilty or more shamed, then we're probably making the right move. You understand that? It's allowing that energy is saying, if this is the amount of energy that I'm wasting on this belief, if this belief is pulling that much energy out of me, I gotta let it go because it's not worth it. All right, so this is the letting go that's happening. And it's letting go on many, many levels so that we are opening ourselves to this new way. And I often call this stepping into the corridor. When you tried all the solutions and none of them worked, you said, okay, I give up, I'll step into the corridor. And the whole universe, all your guidance goes, whoopee! She's let go at last. And then we go, okay, I'm here, and nothing changes. And I've been in that situation many a time where I thought if I closed one door, the next door would open. No, there's a trick in that. It isn't true as one door closes, another opens. It's actually we end up in the corridor or the passageway or this place of nothingness, this mystery. Because what's really happening is we have to dissolve everything. And sometimes the only time when there's a new beginning that opens is when we say, I may not know where I'm going, but I know where I don't want to be anymore. And we have to make that statement. You understand that? And we are collectively in this place. And that collective nothingness is very scary, but it's a different type of anxiety. It's not an anxiety that says, I'm anxious because it almost doesn't have an attachment. It says, I'm anxious because I'm anxious. And I can just say to you, great, confusion, anxiety, feeling disorientated, good for you, because you've let go. it's almost like if you can identify that anxiety, you've got more of a problem. But I'm not dismissing it. But this is a time when if you're feeling that sort of ungrounded reality or anxiety, that's a time to root yourself deeply into Mother Earth, connect to the moon, connect to the stars, stay in your body, because that's the place of now. That's the place that you know who you are. And so as we're making these letting goes, there are things that we need to gather into ourselves that we aren't always conscious of. And I've been fascinated, and some of you may be telling me that you are a light worker. And I love the idea of this, but it wasn't in my belief systems. And you might say, well, that's strange because it's so well known. But I believe this concept of being a light worker came about in the group of individuals, which you may well be one of those, that was born between 1958 and 1971. And maybe even as far back as 1957, when Pluto went into Virgo. And so this range of you all that might be there, the common denominator is saying, the world's in a difficult place. I'm come here to sort it out. When I've sorted out, I'll go home again. Does that resonate with any of you? The world needs my help. It's in a terrible space. When I've done it, I can leave. And I think that that's where this word light worker came in from, is I'm bringing the light into the darkness. I see what the darkness is. This is very much Virgo ideas. I can see what needs to change. I will bring about the change and then I'll leave. And I think it's a wonderful concept, except it's also a concept that can cause us to not see ourselves. In other words, we don't see the darkness in ourselves because we're so busy fixing the darkness in others. Now, all I would say is, yes, be that light worker, be the person who brings in the light, but shine the light in our own darkness as well. Because I don't know another way of doing this. And the darkness is not negative. It's a part of us that may well, I don't want to say it's not negative, it's a part of us in the shadows. And there's so much in the shadows, some of which may be negative, some of which may not be construed as constructive or creative. But if we're only living in the light and we're only believing ourselves as being separate from the dark, we will always find ourselves being separate generally. For us to move into this place of nothingness, it is what I describe as what we call a torus. And a torus is created where we have equal amounts of energy of repulsion and attraction. This passageway I'm going to talk about again on my workshop, and I'm talking about now, is a wormhole. This torus is a place that opens up. So the more we accept all parts of ourselves, what might see those that work in the dark and those that work in the light, the more we open up to ourselves in all those parts of us, the more or the stronger our own doorway, passageway, and the new doorway will become. The more we stay with only being a light worker or only working in the light, and we deny our dark, the less able we are to pass through this passageway. And so I come to this next piece of my journey, or the swirling thoughts, is that I have spent most of my life looking for those parts of me that one might consider darker aspects, the ones where I may have misused power, the ones may or may have hurt other people, the ones where I may have manipulated others, the ones where I have seduced others. And I have that for my part because I have Pluto, the planet Pluto, in my 12th house. Anything in our 12th house reveals a part of us that is both brilliant and mystical, but also can be manipulative and powerful in a negative way. So some of you may be needing to look at your charts to see this. But I'm not saying only those of us who have got anything in our 12th house have this issue. What I am saying is, if you recognize anything I'm saying, such as, do you have any part of you that manipulates? Do you have any part of you that seduces? Do you have any part of you that doesn't tell the truth, tells secrets? While Mercury goes through Scorpio, it is going to stir up all that, if I may say, our dirt, all those things that we haven't wanted other people to see. And it's not because you're a bad person. It's not, again, this judgment of good and bad. It's because this is who you are as a human being. This is part of how you have functioned in the world. And this concept that has been created in good and bad doesn't help us. Because that's so solar plexus. I want all of us to be able to accept ourselves, as you know, all our petals, to be seen all my petals, like the peacock with all its feathers. I hide nothing. That is the purity of soul. That is the purity of spirit. That's the purity of my heart. Not I'm hiding parts of myself and I'll only show those parts of me that other people will like. And I talk to people who say, oh, I always want people to see the best in me, or I want to be nice to people. In other words, when I hear I want to keep the peace, I want to be nice, I don't want people to ever think bad of me, can you understand that that's manipulation? Because what we do, we're using our psychic abilities, our emotional abilities, our mind abilities to create a scenario for other people so they see us in a certain way. I don't want any of us to be manipulative. I don't want any of us to play that game. Let's just be seen. If I want to say something, I want to be able to be honest in my relationships. I want to be able to say, this is what I feel. If you don't like that, then you make a choice. But I'm much better, maybe you'll agree with me, when someone's honest with me. I don't like you. Right? Okay, now we know where we stand. But someone who's trying to manipulate how I see them or how they appear towards me, I don't like that. I don't think any of us do. Or they're trying to seduce me. It's the same sort of energy to see them in a certain light. So during this time, I would say one of the things that we are ending is our way of manipulating the way that we come across. Because what's happening is everything is coming to the surface, not, yes, to be brought into the light, but not to say light is better than dark. It's saying, let's not hide anything anymore. Let's be honest. Let's reveal ourselves. And let's, in many ways, face the consequences of that. You understand? You know, if you say something to me, I can make a choice how I deal with that. But the other is much more difficult to deal with. And so I ask all of us to say, let me see the parts of me that I am keeping secret. I'm somewhat asking people to not see in me. And that's what I'm talking about, manipulation. Maybe you have a different word. What am I hiding in the closet that I don't want people to see? Let's bring it to the surface, because only then can we build this healthy, heart-centered Taurus, this passageway through which we can move from the old into the middle, into the new beginnings. And I wanted to share this with you, and it seems to be a good day to share it, whereas Mercury is moving retrograde in Scorpio. It will actually go back into Libra, which is about finding balance, as I'm saying, the balance between light and dark. But again, it's not good or bad. It's saying, when I accept all of my diversity, then I create this healthy place. And where we may see the diversity into masculine, feminine, there's also the dark and light within me, the parts of me that are creative, the parts of me that are, we might say, destructive. And if I look out at my nature at the moment, I'm here in the fall, the autumn. So this is a time we might say, oh dear, this is a bad time. It's moving into winter. We all know that's not true. This is a good time. The seasons show us this continuity of moving through the phases. And in the same way, we have to accept that within ourselves. So I think I've given as much as I can on terms of what do we need to let go of. Whenever we are focusing on something, we intensify the amount of collective energy that meets us in that place. So if we want to let go of, someone who's abusive to someone else, if I'm putting a lot of anger and energy into that particular situation, unfortunately, all we do is bring more abuse. You might say, well, how could that happen? When we're against something, rebelling against something, or acting against something, we literally are intensifying the focus that we're all putting upon this. And that then generally brings energy from the collective unconscious of any time where we've all felt against something, and it intensifies the energy. So part of our way of changing the world is not necessary to be against something. Sometimes we just have to withdraw our energy from it. I'm not going to put energy into it anymore. And it shifts the energy. And sometimes the new beginning is the way of saying, what can I be for that would change the dynamic of that abusive experience? What could I do that would move the focus? So we know, for instance, if people are being bullied, one of the things that really works is when people come together and support the person being bullied. It's not against the bullier. It's more cooperative energy that keeps those who might have been bullied feeling as if they're part of a whole. So the future for us is not to go against. All we're doing is continuing the past. The future is, what do we go for? And at this time, just putting in one other little piece here, with Mars going retrograde in Aries, you and I may feel frustrated because what we feel we're going for is not necessarily working out the way we want. So we may be frustrated with people around us. But in truth, what this Mars in Aries retrograde is doing for us all is really saying, what is the belief that underlies, what is my personal belief that underlies this action? Is it really free of my ego, or is it still trying to feed a part of me that needs feeding? I know that's a lot of information there, but ultimately in this cocoon, in this centerpiece between the ending and the beginning, we're asking ourselves, what is my attachment to my actions? Where do I need to let go? Where is something finished that I've been holding on to? Where am I trying not to meet all parts of myself? Because this is a time for really meeting ourselves and saying, what is the me that wants to go into this new beginning? And is it free of old attachments? Is it free from manipulations? Is it free from keeping things going that don't work for me? Or is it still attached to old ideas? I think I've probably given enough for us all. You see, once we're in that corridor, once we're in that mystery space, I guarantee the new door will open, but it will only open fully for us when we are in touch with our core essence, our trueness, the part of us that has no expectations. And it's following your heart, following our bliss, following our pleasure, whatever words we want. Now, my final piece on this, and it just keeps coming to mind, I wanted to speak about it. So here I've opened a door. We're in this place between the doors, in this passageway. And what I've been shown so much is that doors like this don't often open often. This is such a unique time where portals, doorways in the very essence, the fabric of our existence has opened. It's as if many doors open during this time and will, if I may say, continue to open. And what I was shown is that as this time, many beings, not only humans, but many beings who have been, if I may say, trapped on this planet for a long time by different aspects, not necessarily just of our existence, but of their own, are being given the chance to leave this planet. And I saw this in a huge UFO that I saw. And I saw that they were preparing to leave where they had been for thousands of years. And I said, "Where are you going?" And they said, "We've been waiting for this portal to open for thousands of years. We're preparing to leave." And I realized that just as we're seeing people die, pass over, we're all facing an opening in the atmosphere, an opening in the very fabric of consciousness that's allowing us to not only ascend, as some people are talking about, or expand, but literally to leave the very world that we have seen ourselves in for such a long time. And this doesn't necessarily mean dying. It's literally dying to that old world model that we've existed in. And to me, this is very exciting. And so you and I may have felt that. I'm seeing now that as we're coming out of this eye of the needle, eye of the storm that's been called, I'm recognizing now that it is as if I'm seeing people who I know through a glass window or a glass wall, and I recognize them and I love them, but I'm no longer attached to their paradigm of belief systems, their way of being. And I'm recognizing that it doesn't mean that I don't have a relationship with them, but I don't have that attachment as much. And I'm seeing that things that I might be teaching or sharing or knowing just isn't in their framework. And I'm not bothering to try and force them, which might have been my old way, to see things the way I see it. And you may be feeling that yourself, that you're recognizing that it's okay for people to be different. You're not putting so much energy into trying to make things happen, but knowing that you are on a different trajectory than they are, that you have different connections. And I'm watching as my insights, my connection to my spirit world is becoming stronger and stronger. So I'm going to say to you, bless you all for listening. Bless you all for being part of my life, my endings, middles, and beginnings. And recognize that the endings we're part of are not just for us. They're for the collective. They're for our future. They're future generations. Every time we cut a tie, we're releasing everybody to experience this new way of being. And let us not leave any parts of us behind. Let's integrate them into our hearts, build a stronger doorway so that together we can to pass through the new doorway into a new world. Many loves and blessings to you all. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.